Right. This is the Royal Tarts recipe, and you're jolly lucky to get it. You'll need 150 grams of plain flour, a pinch of salt, 75 grams unsalted butter, 3 tablespoons caster sugar, 1 egg yolk, cold water, delicious, delectable, divine jam. Obviously, strawberry or apricot works best. So, sift the flour and salt into a bowl, behead the butter into small cubes and drop them in. With your long, thin, preferably royal fingers, rub the butter into the flour. You should end up with a sort of breadcrumb-like consistency. Add the caster sugar and egg yolk and mix to a stiff consistency, using the wooden spoon. You'll need to add a little cold water, a tablespoon at a time, and bring it all together. Too much water will make it too sticky, so work it through thoroughly. Knead the royal pastry gently for a few minutes and then leave in the royal chiller for 15 minutes to rest. Turn on the oven, 190 degrees centigrade, gas mark 5, 370 degrees Fahrenheit to preheat. Sprinkle a little flour onto your work surface, put the chilled dough on it and roll out the dough with love and royal care to about an eighth of an inch thick or half centimetre. Make sure the thickness is even all the way across, or they won't be up to royal standard. Cut out rounds of dough with a circular cutter and place them in the tart tin. Put a teaspoon of delicious jam into each pastry case. If you have any dough left over, gather it up, roll it out again, cut out playing card shapes of clubs, hearts, diamonds and spades out of this dough and place them on top of the tarts. Put the precious tarts in the top half of the oven for about 20 minutes until golden brown. Leave to cool before eating because the jam gets very hot. Any substandard tarts and the cooks will be beheaded. Watch out for anyone trying to steal them. Good luck.